Queens alumni, homecoming is just a week away. Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, memories, and excitement. Whether you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find out all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
Everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller, the star-powered radio show airing weekly on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. It is so wonderful to be back with all of you this week. We have a ton to unpack astrologically. This is a super interesting week. We've got a Leo moon this weekend, which is just heightening everybody's energy and putting romance in the air for every single sign. I hope that everyone's settling into fall okay. We're here our first full week after the equinox. I can already feel the weather kind of changing. The leaves are turning color in Kingston, which is beautiful, beautiful to see. We've had a couple of rainy days, which I always love, although I am going to miss the sunshine. And I know in just a few months, I'm going to be getting on air and complaining about all the rain and the snow and the slush. So I'm trying to soak up the last few warm days here in Kingston, Ontario. But like I said, it's such a joy to be with you tonight. We have tons of horoscopes and tons of tunes coming up. So without further ado, let's get into it. We're going to start with Aries. Aries is a fire sign born between March 20th and April 19th. Aries is ambitious, driven, fiercely competitive. Aries enjoys competitions that demonstrate their skill and athletic prowess. This weekend, Aries expect red-hot romance to flare up with a new or existing partner. Don't discount a new fling too quickly, and keep an eye out for chances at romantic dates or rendezvous this weekend. And also, it's time to declutter your physical space, possibly in anticipation of a sweetheart paying a visit this weekend. Fun, Aries. Taurus is an earth sign born between April 20th and May 20th. Taurus is patient, resourceful, productive, concerned with earthly and sensual delights. They're stable, they're homebodies, they make great partners. Taurus, a chance encounter with someone in the evening hours may bring you an unexpected new romance in the coming week. You will feel pressured to take on extra family responsibility and chip in around the home, but don't give in too easily to pressure from your loved ones or play mediator, Taurus. You have your own emotions to tend to as well. And finally, Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators. They blend in well in any social environment. Gemini, focus on clear and open communication to mitigate conflict with your close friends and loved ones this week. Avoid your natural tendency to be two-faced or play both sides. Your open-mindedness may be causing you to put up with treatment you don't deserve. Evaluate your friendships and decide if the situation you're in is really something you want. Coming up next, we got a couple songs, including Secret by Mean Red Spiders, Lady Bones by Magneto Lane, and Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by Belle and Sebastian. I know in my heart that Twee is coming back. I can feel it. I can feel the renaissance of 2012, Weird Girl. Like, I see it already with, like, the frazzled English woman fall trends that are popping up online. And maybe I'm just chronically online, and that's fine. But I know that Zooey Deschanel and Belle and Sebastian and all of that aesthetic and that music is all coming back. I know it. So in honor of that, I've decided to play Belle and Sebastian on the show tonight, and the White Stripes will be coming up next show. So how about that? Enjoy the music, and we will be back right after the tunes. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller.
Thank you. get me away from here, I'm dying. Play me a song to set me free. Nobody writes them like they used to, so it may as well be me. Here on my own now after hours, here on my own now on a bus. Think of it this way, we could either be successful or be us. With our winning smiles and our us, with our catchy tunes, oh us. Though our photogenic, you know, we don't stand a chance. Settle down with some old story about a boy who's just like me. Thought there was love in everything and everyone. You're so naive. They always reach a sorry ending. They always get it in the end. Still it was worth it as I turned the pages solemnly. And then with a winning smile upon, with naivety succeeds. At the final moment I cried, always cry at endings. What I meant to say, I'm top from where I'm sitting, rain falling upon the lonely tenement. I set my mind to wander into the windows of my lovers. They never know unless I write. This is no declaration, I just thought I'd let you know goodbye. Said the hero in the story, it is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. I'll make you cry with these words.
So true. Also, those first two bands you heard, Mean Red Spiders and Magneto Lane, are both out of Toronto. They haven't released stuff in a long time. They were kind of popular Canadian indie rock in like the 2000s, but I really like Mean Red Spiders. I like their shoegaze sound, and for fans of My Bloody Valentine and Deftones, I would definitely recommend Alex G, Tanuka-chan. I would recommend checking them out. Their music is super cool, and I've been getting into it lately. I think they only have one album up on Spotify, so it's kind of limited. But if you go on YouTube, they have some more songs on there, so pretty cool. Coming up next, we got a couple horoscopes, including Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Cancer is a water sign born between June 21st and July 21st. Cancer is sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones, hardworking, emotional, and creative. Cancer, nourishing yourself with time in bed, spent outside, or comfortably solo will prevent inevitable social burnout for you, creature comfort Cancers, this week. This will also make it easier to take advantage of the wide variety of social opportunities and chances to network that will pop up next week. Leo is a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. Leo is bold, steps into leadership easily, they're confident, they have a big personality, they stand out. You will be the center of social attention this weekend, Leo, which is absolutely what you love. However, be careful not to be facetious or over-exaggerate your storytelling, as gossip spreads quickly and you may find yourself in an awkward fact-check situation. Turn an eye towards finances as the week winds down to put yourself in the best position for what may be a fiscally tough October. And finally, Virgo. Virgo is an earth sign born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Virgo is hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble, skilled. They're good communicators. Virgo, you will feel overwhelmed by the needs of others this week, similar to Taurus. Drawn into other people's problems and partial to the whims and desires of others. Don't feel too badly if you're struggling to hold your ground. You will find that at the beginning of next week, your social self will spring back to life and easily cut ties with the leeches that have been hounding you for the past little while. I'm partial to Virgo. I'm a Pisces myself, but one of my best friends is a Virgo, and she always complains that the Virgo horoscopes paint Virgo as kind of like stuck up and annoying and really like anal about everything. And I just don't want to portray them that way on the show. I love Virgo. Virgo, you are sweet and overworked, and I see you. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including Didn't Have Time to Dream It by The Heavy Blinkers, Crazy for You by Best Coast, and Toro by Remy Wolf. And after that, we'll be back with even more horoscopes and music and chit-chat. Please don't go anywhere. I am Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
To see it too and to tell the world. Oh, such a lucky guy. are. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you better. Okay, here we go.
Dancing around and spilling wine. You look good in my hotel robe. Steam in the shower, singing slide. Wash your bone. We're gonna need a little bit more soap.
I love that song, and I love, love, love Remy Wolf. That's off her album that released earlier this year called Big Ideas, and I just think it's fantastic. Every single song, in my opinion, is a banger. Like, there's not a single skip for me, and I wasn't even a huge Remy Wolf fan before it came out, but now I love all the songs on it. I would say Toro's probably my favorite. It's just really fun. Feels fun to dance to, get up and just, like, jump around. It's, like, a really silly song. Yeah, I really, really enjoy it. That other song, Crazy For You by Best Coast, really reminds me of the Canadian band Always, like their sound, and many, many, many of Best Coast songs sound like that. So if you enjoy that kind of shimmery indie that kind of lends itself to like a lot of reverb and it's sort of pretty and high-pitched singing, like that kind of thing, I would definitely check them out. I've gotten into them as well recently. Coming up next, we got a couple more horoscopes, including Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Libra, you are born, you're an air sign, born between September 23rd and October 22nd, so happy birthday to all the Libras tuning in tonight. Libra is active, energetic, intellectual, aesthetic, fantastical, they see both sides, and they're graceful. Libra, I know they say never to let worlds collide, but that will be especially fruitful for you this weekend. Pull different social circles together for one big event as you will find new connections, partnerships, and opportunities abound from mixing your eclectic, electric friends together. Also, you really need to study for that midterm, and that is actually directed at everyone who's listening tonight, including myself, but Libra specifically. Scorpio is a water sign born between October 23rd and November 21st. Scorpio is mysterious, enigmatic, powerful, passionate, courageous, sensitive, empathetic, dependable. Scorpio, bringing up business or creative pursuits in a social setting is a bad idea this weekend. You've been working extra hard lately, but try to take your mind off the matter and let yourself relax this weekend. Similar to Cancer, a calming weekend spent solo may be what mysterious Scorpio has been craving. Or, if you're a social butterfly, a night on the town may let you blow off some much-needed steam and build some new plot lines. I've been hearing a lot about the October to January theory, where everything that is just like a major shift in your life, or you meet new characters, or just like crazy plot twists happen, it all happens between October and January. I don't know if that's true. I guess if I look back on the scope of my life, a lot does happen in these months. I don't know why. I guess it's like the end of the year and you just kind of need to get all your energy out and do all the things you didn't do for the rest of the year. But anyway, if you're somebody who's looking for some action in your life and some moving and shaking, hopefully that comes true for you in these next couple months. Finally, Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. Sag, you love blunt truth. You're very personable. You have no poker face. You're exuberant, adventurous, outgoing. You have a strong sense of personal integrity. Sag, Saturday is for craziness. Sunday is for knuckling down and getting to work. Take a day trip, blow off steam, and go buck wild in the first half of the weekend so you can devote enough time to the serious work needed to accomplish what you have to accomplish in the coming weeks. This fall can be either exceedingly easy or very challenging, depending on how much prep you're willing to do ahead of time. Again, I feel like I'm kind of calling maybe myself or some other individuals out with that one, because that seems a little too on the nose, but there you go. Coming up next, we have a couple of songs, including The Magic Number by De La Soul, Wonder Woman by Mouth Breather, and Like a Summer Rain by the Ladybug Transistor. And after that, we will have our final three horoscopes of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to Zodiac Chiller on 101.9 CFRC.
Three, that's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's the magic number. Three. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, makes love in me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrasing Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. And y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but show me a function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, when a daisy goes in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Makes possible me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Comment on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dove and a plug. Set aside a legal substance, you feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
1, 2, 3.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
1, 2, 3.
Hey, children. What does it all mean?
1, 2, 3.
No more, no less.
Three.
That's a magic number. No more, no less.
What is it?
No more, no less.
No,
no, no, no, no more, no less.
Shame,
no more, no less.
No, 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 no
summer love and record sales. Boy, she had a lot to learn, all that money that she earned. Mother wanted her to live white suburbia with kids. Never really knew the man. Mama said just try the best you can. And you know it's a tragedy to see you living out your life in a tunnel. Yeah, you're weight-bearing, girl, you're way too caring. Now you've gone and got us into so much trouble. Said you can't live dirty, settle down, now don't you worry. She's a sudden superstar, wants to drink and play guitar. She was living out a dream, stuck in all her family themes. Need a way to hold you down, didn't tell me you would drown. But you know it's a tragedy to see you living out your life in a tunnel. Yeah, you're weight-bearing, girl, you're way too caring. Now you've gone and got us in trouble. Well, you're fine, honey, hit me, hate me, love me. Wanna be a part of your story. Well, it's not. On the back of magazines, she was living out her dreams on the back of magazines. She was living out her dreams on the back of magazines. She was living out her dreams on the back of magazines. But you know tragedy to see you living out your life in a tunnel. Yeah, you're weight-bearing, girl, you're way too caring. Now you've gone and got us in trouble. Well, you're fine, honey, hit me, hit me, love me. Wanna be a part of your story. Well, it's not easy, baby, please believe me. Someone ought to tell you not to live for glory. Thank you.
big fan of De La Soul. That song is super popular, so you probably heard it before, but it really makes me think of my two best friends. We're like a little trio, and I am often grateful for them, and that song makes me think of hanging out with them. So if they're listening tonight, Kim and Rachel, I love you a lot. Okay. Our final three horoscopes of the night are Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. Capricorn is responsible, hardworking, dutiful, loyal, determined, and they make great partners. Capricorn, you're getting a little too invested in a new bond, and it may not play out how you like. Resist the urge to become too invested in something fleeting and focus inward. Getting around to some of the self-improvement you've been craving but too busy to do for a while may be the key to distracting yourself from limitless possibilities that spring from over-romanticizing someone. Oof, I feel like we've all felt this, but Capricorn, you are such a sweetheart earth sign, and I feel like you get attached really, really easily, and it's not often that you do let someone in or you let someone meet your extremely high earth sign standards, but when you do, can be a little bit difficult, so try to maybe take a step back. Aquarius is an air sign born between January 20th and February 17th. Aquarius is esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, independent, original, humanitarian, and inspirational. Aquarius, you will feel the urge to open up and get vulnerable this week, which is great. This doesn't happen often for you, and taking advantage of this desire will strengthen your relationships and draw out vulnerability from your friends in equal measure. Just be careful not to be too open. Things that were told to you in confidence or secrets that you may be keeping close to the chest should stay under wraps for good reason. And finally, Pisces is a water sign born between February 18th and March 19th. Pisces is dreamy, romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic, intuitive, friendly, and calm. I'm a Pisces, so I also like to say that Pisces are very humble and they make wonderful radio show hosts. Pisces, conflict with a negative influence in your life will bubble to a boil this weekend. Play it cool and resist the urge to engage. This will do more damage than you think and risk putting you at odds with the people you really care about. Cool off on Sunday with someone you're especially close to and watch your relationship change and deepen if you played your cards right and stayed out of trouble otherwise. Ooh. Kind of threatening. Me personally, I don't think I have any enemies, but I'm sure some of you guys do, although I'd be kind of surprised if it were Pisces, because Pisces is usually such a peaceful, kind of stereotypically loving, caring, sweetheart sign. So yeah, hopefully you've managed to avoid that, Pisces, but I don't know. Has anyone ever had an actual nemesis? I don't know that if I look back on the scope of my life that I have. Like, I'm sure that I've beefed with people at certain points, absolutely, or I've had people that I dislike, or like, you know, I secretly know something about them or their friends that makes me, you know, or they've wronged one of my friends. And so I'm just like, on principle. But I don't think I have anyone that I would consider like truly an enemy, like a long lasting enemy where there's like mutual hatred between us. So I don't know. I'm curious. I feel like that comes up a lot. Maybe if it were someone who like, I don't know, like we'd been rivals for some reason, like academically or in sports or something. And then like, you know, there's like longstanding like competition there for some reason. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a very competitive person. I also definitely don't like to hold grudges or be confrontational or any of that kind of thing, which is like classic Pisces. So if you have a nemesis, please call in to Zodiac Chiller next week. We would love to talk about it on the show. That is all we have for tonight, though. I want to thank everyone so much for tuning in. I've had a wonderful time chit-chatting with you tonight and listening to music and getting into horoscopes. And if you liked what you heard this week, you should just tune in again and again and again. We are airing every week. We as in me and the stars are airing every week Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM or online through our link at cfrc.ca. That's our website. And if you like what you hear, you should listen all the time because CFRC is running programming 24/7. We have tons and tons and tons of awesome shows exploring all kinds of genres and topics of conversation and featuring guests. And it's just a really good time here at CFRC. So please tune in. Once again, I am Miss Marika. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and I will see you next week on Zodiac Chiller. We'll be right back.
see it to your face. Do you miss my love? You're from the back of the room. It's just something I miss to you. Do you miss all the ways I put heat in your face? You say you like all of my attitude.
It's been said that football is a game of inches. Even the smallest margin can mean the difference between victory and defeat. Elation and agony. The next round, or your final game. In 2023, the Gaels were on the wrong side of that margin as they lost their home opener in dramatic, heartbreaking fashion to the Laurier Golden Hawks. Now the Gaels find themselves in the role of the Road Warriors, traveling to Laurier's home turf, hungry for revenge. Who will prevail in this clash of Vanier Cup contenders? On Saturday, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the pulse-pounding action. The CFRC pregame show will begin at 12:45 p.m. with a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff time. We hope you'll join us for this classic clash between two powerhouse programs.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Living in Kingston or nearby? Here's a hot tip for you. Rent your water heater from Utilities Kingston and support your community. When you rent from us, proceeds go towards local climate initiatives. With affordable monthly payments, no maintenance headaches, and quick service, renting just makes sense. Plus, we've got locally based technicians who respond fast, within 24 hours. Check out rent.utilitieskingston.com to switch today.
Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai marinheiro, vai vai.
Thank you.
same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings,